welcome you to tonight's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, Brett Cease, and tonight's specific topic is how to write effective letters to the editor. And we're going to dive into that in just a little bit. We're going to be joined by the wonderful CCL Communication Coordinator, Steve Volk, for a training that provides an overview of the news hierarchy, a formula for writing effective letters to the editor, and common protocol for those seeking either an introductory lesson or a refresher on generating effective letters to the editor in your community. We'll also make sure to close with a discussion about what to do after your letter is published in your own community or following up with your group. So with that, let me introduce our esteemed communications team. Joining us tonight is that handsome devil on the left, Steve Volk, CCL's communication coordinator. Before Steve joined the CCL staff in 2009, his career included 30 years with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and serving as media consultant for the citizen-driven anti-global poverty organization Results. At CCL, he trains and supports volunteers to publish letters, articles, op-eds in your local newspapers and throughout media in the country and develop relationships with their members of Congress. So with that, I will pass it to you, Steve. We are so honored to have all of you join us tonight. We look forward to a wonderful training and keep on active in the chat as Steve takes away from here.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Breton, and welcome everybody. So tonight we've got three learning goals. We want to understand why letters to the editor are powerful and learn how to identify what we call opportunities to write and submit letters to the editor. We want to review the structure for an effective letter to the editor and the topics that we write about. And then we also want to give you some tips about how to maximize your chances of getting a letter published. So the agenda for this evening, we're going to talk about why we want to write letters to the editor. We'll talk about identifying letter to the editor opportunities. We'll talk about actually writing your letters and how to get more letters published. And then practice identifying opportunities. This will be the little breakout that we're hoping to do a little bit later on. So first thing we want to get to here is, you know, why do we want to write letters to the editor? So first of all, we write letters to the editor because Congress pays attention to local media. Their staff usually, you know, checks the local newspapers in their district to see what's going on down there. And in particular, their staff tends to look for stories that might mention their boss and so forth. So the bottom line is, you know, congressional offices pay attention to what's happening in the media in their district. You can reach a wide audience. The average circulation for a mid-sized city in America is probably about 100,000. That's the circulation. And there's usually about two or three people who read each copy of the newspaper. So we're talking about a couple 100,000 people who read the newspaper every day. And I looked up this one time, what percentage of readers look at letters to the editor. And it's one of the most popular things in the newspapers. About 40% of the readers look at letters to the editor. So if you've got a newspaper with 100,000 circulation, a couple 100,000 readers, you're probably reaching close to 100,000 people. So that's pretty significant. And then the last reason you want to write letters to the editor is because this kind of sends a signal to the editors at the newspaper that this is a topic that is of great concern to their readers. So the more letters that they get on the topic of climate change, the more likely they are to run stories in the newspaper about climate change. So it's a nice little cycle there. You write the letters, they write more, they run more stories about climate change, and the more stories that are in there, the more opportunities you have to write letters to the editor. So last year we published, CCL volunteers published 2,000 303 letters to the editor. So that's, we're really, we're driving the conversation nationally about climate change and how we want to fix it. So so then first thing we want to talk about here is how to identify letter to the editor opportunities. And so the main thing is that the newspaper will print letters that respond to articles or opinion pieces that were published in the newspaper. And I want to make the distinction here between the print newspaper and the online paper. Usually the newspaper will only run letters that are responding to stories that were in the print edition. So, you know, either you or somebody in your group, you want to have at least somebody in your chapter who subscribes to the newspaper. You don't necessarily have to subscribe to the print edition. You can subscribe to the online edition, and then most newspapers will have what's called the electronic version of the print newspaper that you can access then on their website, and so you can see what was in the print edition, and you can read it just like you would read a normal print newspaper. But you want to read the newspaper every day to look for those opportunities. So I want to talk a little bit about what I call the hierarchy of things in the newspaper that you can respond to. And the higher up in the hierarchy, the greater the chances that your letter is going to be published. And so right at the very top is editorials. This is like the official view of the newspaper. And the letters to the editor usually run on the same page as the editorials. So letters that respond to these editorials are going to get top priority for running in the newspaper. And then after that is front page news stories. If a newspaper has decided that something was important enough to be on their front page, they're probably going to decide that a letter responding to those stories is important enough to be in there. Then moving down the list there, you have staff written columns. These are written by the writers at the newspaper, and they sort of represent the brand of the newspaper. And so when you write a letter to the editor responding to a staff column, it's a kind of an opportunity for the newspaper to basically run a little promo for themselves by running a letter to the editor that's responding to a staff column. And then after that, you have local op-eds that are written by people in the community, editorial cartoons. You see lots of letters to the editor about editorial cartoons. For some reason, editorial cartoons really really push people's buttons. And people love to respond to editorial cartoons. And then you have the syndicated columnists, people like George Will or Thomas Friedman, and so forth, who appear in hundreds of newspapers around the country. Your newspaper will probably have, several of those syndicated columnists that they run throughout the week. You can also respond to other letters to the editor. We've seen that in newspapers, letters responding to letters. And then there's also inside news stories. So that's sort of the hierarchy of the things you want to be looking at. And the higher up in that hierarchy, the better the chances are that that a letter responding to those things is going to get published. So let's talk about actually writing your letter. So we have a basic formula that is tried and true. If you stick to this formula, and it's you're writing complete sentences, chances are pretty good that that this letter is going to get published. So you want to start off by referencing something that was in the newspaper, like I said, either a story or an opinion piece or something like that. So after you've referenced something that's been in the newspaper, then what you want to do is to transition into how that story or the topic that was in that story, how that relates to climate change. In other words, basically what you're doing there is you're stating what the problem is. And if you state what the problem is, then the next thing you want to do is talk about the solution. And so for us, the solution that we typically talk about is the Energy Innovation and Carbon Dividend Act, or in more generic terms, carbon fee and dividend. Sometimes if you've written a lot of letters to the newspaper about the particular legislation, you might want to just talk in more general terms, about, we need to put a price on carbon or something like that, but you want to pivot to the solution. And then after you've talked about what the solution is, there's a call to action. And for us, usually the call to action is going to be to urge our members of Congress to support this legislation, either to co-sponsor it or to vote in favor of it if it comes up for to the floor for a vote or something like that. So that would be the call to action. And then you want to kind of close out your letter. Technique I usually do is called closing the circle, where you would kind of circle back to the beginning of the letter and what it is that you started writing about. So over on the right-hand side, you can see a typical example of how you might construct a letter about a story on Hurricane Laura. I think this was a year or two ago. You would open up referencing the story about the hurricane, talk about how scientists are telling us that the carbon emissions are making our water warmer, which makes our storms stronger. Then you would go to, that we can reduce those emissions that are heating up the water with the Energy Innovation Act. And you'd love to see, Congressman Smith support this legislation in Congress. And then at the very end, you would kind of close off that letter with something like, well, after all, the next extreme weather could be right here at home. So this is the basic formula for writing a letter to the editor. And I guarantee you, if you stick to it, your chances of getting published are really, really good. So let's mention a few things about tips and protocol in your letters to the editor. First of all, you want to be respectful and conversational. We don't want to turn people off by writing in a way that kind of raises hot button issues, and we don't want to lecture people or regurgitate a laser talk. So try to be respectful, number one, and more conversational than academic. You want to be inspirational. Be judicious with the doom and gloom. If you do give a dire warning, you always want to couple that with a solution. You don't want to kind of paralyze people with, oh my God, we're all doomed, there's nothing I can do. Give them the solution. And then you also want to be strategic. And by that, I mean that mentioning your member of Congress by name is very effective. And if you do this, you'll want to tailor your letter to the values of that particular member of Congress. If they're a conservative, you might emphasize that the Energy Innovation Act is a market-based solution. If it's a Democrat, you might want to mention that the legislation will protect poor and middle-income households. So like I said, try to be strategic. So then there's a resource that I want to point you to here, and Brett will put the link to it in the chat here so that you'll have that. This is something that we came up with not too long ago, and it's called the LTE Topics Resource. It's about three or four pages or so, and we update it all the time. The main thing that's in there is that we put in there what are the topics, what are the stories that are coming up in the news right now. Well, that's in the LTE Topics resource. And like I say, we refresh that pretty regularly. But then beyond that, there's also some resource material for you to write letters that might not necessarily be timely or anything like that, but it's just general information and talking points that are good for you to know. So if you're ever stuck on what should I write a letter about, go to this link, download the LTE topics resource, and that'll help you out. That'll get you started. So the next thing we want to talk about is how to get more letters published. And so there's several things that you can do. So one of the things is form a team. The chances of your chapter getting a letter to the editor published is greater if you get more than one letter submitted on a particular topic. So if you can get two or three letters submitted, the chances are good that one of those letters is going to get published. And so with your team, what you'd want to do then is to assign one of your team members to be the person who monitors the newspaper in your community. You know, maybe they're the person who has the a subscription or something like that. And so that person then would read the newspaper every day and go looking for letter to the editor opportunities, things that you can somehow connect to the climate change issue. And then once they've identified an opportunity to write a letter to the editor, then they would share that opportunity with the rest of the team members so that several people hopefully would end up writing a letter to the editor. Another thing that you want to do is you want to write promptly. You don't want to see a story and then wait a week or two to write a letter. But by that time, the opportunity has passed and the newspaper has moved on to other topics. So you want to respond preferably within a few days of when you see that opportunity appear, certainly not longer than a week or so. And one of the things I want to stress, again, as I said, you increase the chances of a letter getting published if more than one letter is submitted. And so so even if your letter doesn't get published, like I said, the chances, the letters editors, they pretty much choose letters based or topics based on how much interest there is in a topic. So if they get three or four letters or something on a topic, chances are they're going to pick one. And even if your letter doesn't get published, I like to say that you get an assist on it. It's kind of like a basketball player on the court who passes the ball to the teammate who goes to the hoop and actually gets the basket. Well, yeah, you didn't actually score the basket, but you helped your teammate to get that basket there. So you get an assist on that. So those are some of the ways that you can get more letters published. I want to talk a little bit about a good way to organize a letter writing team. If you go on CCL Community and you go to your chapter page and you see the little oval down there at the bottom there, the red oval, that's the teams. What each chapter can do is you can form a team that works on a particular activity. You can form a team that works on tabling. You can form a team that goes out and gets endorsements and so forth. So you can form a team on your chapter page in community that's either a media team or even more specifically about getting letters to the editor published. Now to actually start a team, you have to be an administrator. So if you want to get a team going, you have to talk to your group leader about it and ask them to start that team on your webpage there. Once you've done that, you can invite people in your chapter to join the team. And so there's several tools then that you can use on your team to communicate with each other. There's forums where you can post topics and tips and things like that, or letters to the editor opportunities that you saw or something like that. And there's also, you can also email your teammates. So you can, if you spotted a letter to the editor opportunity, you can go into the team and go to the email and post to the opportunity that you saw and hit the send button, boom, and that'll go out to all your teammates, and they'll see it. So this is really an easy, convenient way for you to organize a letter to the editor team.
Building on what Steve just shared as well, there's a great additional feature that we'd love to just put a quick plug in for, and that is setting up a Google Alert with your local team and being able to use this search feature that Google offers. If you just go to this keyword alerts.google.com to basically set up keywords, you can pick your newspaper's name and then topic phrases like Carbon Fee or Energy Innovation Act to basically be automatically sent an email whenever that is mentioned in the newspaper, rather than you having to scan it every day. Now, there's a more in-depth explainer by one of our wonderful CCL leaders in the DFW area, Thomas Wickman, that really sets you up how to use Google Alerts. That short link is also provided here in the slides. But a lot of chapters have found this to be a helpful way to really monitor more than one newspaper simultaneously and then share efficiently the links to those articles with the rest of their media team.
So after you get a letter to the editor published, one of the things that you'll want to do is to leverage that letter on social media. So, what you can do with it then is either on Facebook or Twitter, you can post about the letter to the editor that was published with a link to that letter. Hopefully your newspaper doesn't have a paywall and people will be able to actually see your letters. If not, take a picture of the letter and post the picture with your social media post. But you can post that letter on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and you can tell other people in your group to share that post with their followers and their friends as well. And one of the things that you'll want to do then, when you do share your letter on social media, is to tag your members of Congress. And so if you just, I think every House member, every senator has a Twitter account. You can look these up there. They're pretty easy to find. So when you post that letter on Twitter, include that, tag your member of Congress with their Twitter handle. And sometimes the member of Congress will actually see the letter themselves if there's somebody who likes to run their own, Twitter account or something like that. More often, there'll be a staffer in their office who actually manages their social media. And if they see something that, like a letter to the editor that's been posted and they've been tagged on it, and then a lot of other people start retweeting that, there's a pretty good chance that the staffer who's managing that account is going to say, holy smoke, not only was my boss in the newspaper, but there's all these people that are tweeting about it. I better tell them about this. So you can, leveraging your media successes on social media is a great way to directly influence your members of Congress. I want to mention the print media action team. There is an action team on CCL Community for print media. That's run by me and Sandy Simon. What we normally do each week with the print media action team, Sandy will actually kind of print what she calls the letter to the editor of the week and the op-ed and the news. In other words, when she sees published media, she gets these reports about the published media, which the reason she gets those reports is because our volunteers submit them in the action tracker. So that's one thing you want to make sure you do is to submit a report about your letter to the editor in the action tracker, and then Sandy will see that and go, oh wow, this is a great letter. I'm going to share this on the print media action team. So we share those, and we also put in posts to the forum in the print media action team letters to the editor opportunities, stories that have been out there in the national media. So big story that's been out there in national media right now is the fact that, okay, hey, we have a new president and he just rejoined the Paris Climate Agreement. So that would be a national story that, is probably something that's going to be mentioned in every newspaper, even if it's not mentioned. It's a good opportunity because it ties into to the inauguration of the of our new president. So that's the print media action team. I urge you to join that team. Like I say, there's Sandy there. She posts those LTEs and op-eds and articles of the week. Usually she'll do that on Monday. So if you check the team on Monday, you can see, ooh, I wonder what the letter of the week was or something like that. She'll have it up there on Monday. So after you've been published, you want to make sure that you do several things. I mentioned the action tracker. So when you log into to CCL Community, you can go to the action tracker and file a report for your letter to the editor. You also want to send that letter to your chapter liaison, the person who's communicating with your congressman's office, the person who might be communicating with your senators and so forth. You want to make sure that they see that letter so that they can then share that letter with the aides that they communicate in those congressional offices. And so the liaison, it's all about maintaining a relationship that kind of moves us along and closer to a member of Congress supporting our legislation. And so you're helping out that liaison when you tell them about a letter to the editor that was published so that they can then share it with the aides in those congressional offices. Something else that you might want to do, as I said, is to you might want to share it in your chapter's forum. On those chapter pages in CCL Community, there are forums, and you can just go in there, call up the forum, and put, hey, I got my letter to the editor published. Here it is. So you can kind of share your successes with your chapter, and everybody can kind of celebrate. So when you do submit your published media, your letters to the editor with the action tracker, what happens automatically then is that will get posted, a little line will get posted on our main website, not on CCL Community. This is on our main website. We have a page that lists all the published media that we've generated. And this is tied into our database and the things that are sent into our database through the action tracker. So if you submit a letter to the editor, if you file a report on a letter to the editor with the action tracker, what will then happen is a line will appear on the letters to the editor tab here. It'll have the date, it'll have the newspaper and the headline of the letter that was published. Now we don't have links to the letter there, but your letter, the fact that you got one published will actually be on our main website.
Steve, we so appreciate your time, especially helping walk all of us through tonight's training. We really loved having a chance to just dive into all the details you've provided. For all of you on the line, thank you for making time. Please reach out. Let us know the successes, the struggles you're having. We're a community of support here waiting for you.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you, y'all. Appreciate it. Y'all have a great evening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @CitizensClimate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.